Lucy is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Racial inequity, it was pervasive in our community before coronavirus altered the lives of everyone. I'm David Fair, and those inequities and inequalities have only been exacerbated and highlighted by COVID-19. Since that time, the United Way of Washtenaw County has put a greater spotlight on areas it can impact and people and organizations it can support to achieve something better. On September 16th, the local United Way kicked off its fundraising campaign, and joining us on the WEMU phone line is Brandon Tucker. In his day job, Brandon is Vice President for Workforce and Community Development at Washtenaw Community College, but he also is a board member of the United Way of Washtenaw County and is serving as campaign chair. And Brandon Tucker, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much, David, for having me. I'm glad to be here again.
Setting aside your role with the United Way for a moment, as we try and work our way through a pandemic and simultaneously combat racial injustice, inequity, and try and bring an end to police brutality, what has 2020 been like for you?
Well, it has been a reflective time, you know, with all this going on across our country and even our local community here in Washtenaw County. Me as, of course, a higher education leader and on the board of United Way. But, you know, what I often don't talk about is that in my day job, I'm responsible for our police, corrections, and public service training department at the college. So we've worked really hard in the last few months because we have an academy going on right now with 34 recruits to really spotlight some of the realities that we oftentimes don't talk about. And try to pivot by providing actual training that hopefully will prepare these young recruits as they enter the workforce to be more aware of what our country's facing and to be able to be a contributor towards that.
Have you had personal experiences with police as a black man that perhaps were racially motivated?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, my wife and I often talk about, you know, how even when I'm driving to work and Michigan State Police are behind me, that my heart starts thumping, knowing I've done nothing wrong. I'm totally legal. I have no violations, never been to jail. But it's a reality, Dave. And, you know, have I been pulled over? Yes, just even 4 weeks ago, going to lunch here in Washtenaw County. And they pulled me over, and they said, hey, you know, roll down your window. And they thought that I had stolen my brand new car that I just purchased 4 weeks ago. It was literally 2 days old. So I definitely experienced that in the past and as recent as 4 weeks ago.
I can't even imagine. How angry, how sad do you get when you're accused of stealing a car?
You know, luckily they didn't tell me to get out the car. They ran my license and found out, you know, the description was the same, but it wasn't me. You know, you become numb. You become numb. So, you know, it didn't even shock me, right? It's almost like you expect it. And it's a sad reality. And I think that, you know, our presidential election that's coming up, some of our local elections that have already started here, we need to be very mindful that our country is facing a reality check. And I think it's a wake-up call for us to do something new and something different.
Well, let's go down that path together. Washtenaw United and our conversation with United Way of Washtenaw County Board Member Brandon Tucker continues on 89.1 WEMU. The stated goal of the United Way and its campaigns is that by the year 2030, these zip codes will no longer determine opportunity in our life. Right now, there is significant income disparity and access to quality of life in our community. Washtenaw County is the eighth most segregated in the country, and life is different on either side of the U.S. 23 divide. What is the pathway forward in your view?
I believe, as United Way has been endeavoring to do for many years, is supporting these organizations. We have so many across our county that are supported by United Way and some that are not, that are working hard each day to ensure that zip code where you live does not matter. And I think that it starts with having real conversations, being willing to challenge the status quo, and be able to take the data and come up with plans that hopefully help eradicate whether it's income disparities, educational disparities, even some of the job outlooks, where if you don't have education, you can't get a better job. So, I mean, I think that it takes us really looking at the data and working with these partners to start saying, this is a strategy that we can do to affect change, not just in one community, but across our county.
Much of that is external. And much of the socialization and ingrained racism that exists is internal. And that is part of what the Equity Challenge tries to address, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. The 21-day Equity Challenge is starting here right in our county and now is being replicated across the country. United Way of Worldwide, they heard that we did this. They actually asked for our playbook. Because it was so successful. Our first time around, we had over 5,000 people take this equity challenge. And I'll tell you, David, as a black man, me taking this equity challenge was eye-opening even for me. And now we're running another round of it, and we hope to get even greater participation.
We know that African Americans, Latinx, and indigenous people were hit much harder by COVID-19, both locally and across the country, and that helped highlight the issues that lay in front of us. When the pandemic hit, your United Way chapter joined countless others around the country in creating a relief fund. And locally, about $1.2 million was collected and immediately distributed. It's just a drop in the bucket, isn't it, Brandon?
It is, and the need is so much greater than that, right? But we're grateful that literally within weeks, we were able to garner the support across our community to the tune of a little over $1.2 million, that some organizations responded back to us and said, thank you. If you had not given us these dollars, we would not have been able to stay open.
As we know, the pandemic is going to be with us a while longer, and even when we've mitigated that issue to whatever degree we can, the rest of the issues in combating racism, poverty, and trauma will remain. In helping pave that road to equity, and by 2030, how does the United Way go about deciding how to disperse the money it does raise?
We have a community impact cabinet that is comprised of volunteers and guided by staff of United Way. And they have a very thorough approach to looking at need, looking at impact, making sure there's an alignment right with our goals, with education, income, and health. And they essentially make recommendations. And because they're community volunteers, they know the pulse of what's going on. They know where the needs are at. And so that's how we were able to prioritize $4 million or so that we're able to invest in the community each year.
Again, it's 89.1 WEMU. This is Washtenaw United, and we're talking with Washtenaw County United Way Board Member Brandon Tucker. Now, beyond money for immediate needs, essential services, and primary support systems, I think I heard United Way President and CEO Pam Smith say it's about building power, agency, and resiliency. Can you define that more clearly for me?
Yes, we try to not throw money at a problem, but we try to equip organizations across the community so that they can do the good work, so that they have the resources they need, so that they can respond to the emerging needs, right? Because we know the needs today, but those needs may change in 6 months, and to be nimble enough and not be concerned about resources. That's where United Way is able to step in and really provide that support so that those community organizations can do the good work they do.
And Brandon, you noted that it's not just the United Way, but there are any number of institutions, organizations, and individuals working toward this greater sense of equity in our community. With all of that in mind, and with the goal of 2030 in mind, paint me a word picture. What does Washtenaw County look like a decade from now?
That we not only talk about equity, but we live equity, that our zip codes don't define education, income, or any of those type of levels, and that we as a community rally around causes that make sense so that we can be a more diverse, equitable, and growing and thriving community. Because when all those equalities are eradicated, we then truly can thrive. It's only at that point that we can.
We've had 400 years of not quite achieving that level of success. Are you optimistic for 10 years down the line we'll be at the place you just described?
I am, right, because we're having the conversations today, because we're unpacking and taking a real reflective look, because we're doing things like the equity challenge. I do think we have the potential.
Brandon Tucker, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate your perspective.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Brandon Tucker. He is a campaign chair for the United Way of Washtenaw County and its ongoing fundraising endeavors. For more information on today's topic, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.